From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Taiwan has a new president, and China is most likely not pleased. Taiwan's voters celebrated in the streets after they elected Tsai Ing-wen Saturday as the island's first female president, delivering a crushing defeat to the Nationalist Party, which has focused heavily on growing relations with China since coming to power 8 years ago. Her independence-leaning Democratic Progressive Party also won a majority in the legislature for the first time. That is a development that could have a big impact on economic policies in China. Saturday's victory for Tsai was the biggest landslide since Taiwan began holding direct presidential elections. Tsai says the vote was a statement of the will of the Taiwanese people as a democratic country. Tsai said our democratic system, national identity, international space must be respected. Any forms of suppression will harm the stability of cross-strait relations. China considers itself self-ruled Taiwan to be part of its China territory and has threatened to use military force against the island if it ever sought formal independence. Shortly after the results were announced, China's Taiwan Affairs Office, which is tasked with managing relations with Taipei, said it would continue to oppose any Taiwan independence activities. Iran said Saturday it's releasing four Iranian Americans as part of a prisoner swap. State media in Tehran say jailed Washington Post correspondent Jason Rezaian, a Christian pastor, and a U.S. Marine were among those to be freed. This is VOA News.